Good morning. My name is Roderick Renfrew, and I'm a doctoral student in public health at Florida International University. In this session, I'd also like to introduce Dr. Virginia McCoy, who is in our audience, and she's the principal investigator of the parent study from which the data was taken to formulate this presentation. And I'd also like to acknowledge three other students who were involved in the preparation of the study: Muni Rubens, Nancy Shaheda, and Kelly Winter. The study was funded by NIAAA. All right, the background is that in the aggregate, three factors, drug use, sexual risk-taking behavior, and migration, primarily of Latino men from Mexico, but also from other countries in Central and South America, form a powerful HIV transmission vehicle. Until now, there has been limited research evaluating these three factors in migrant workers, and migrant workers suffer disproportionately from HIV and AIDS. The HIV/AIDS prevalence among migrant workers is estimated to be 10 times the national average rate. The objectives of our study, two of them were, the preliminary objective was to assess drug use among migrant workers, and the secondary objective was to analyze characteristics that might affect migrant workers. The study is a subsection of a much larger HIV intervention project that has been ongoing for over the past 5 years in Immokalee, Florida, which is a rural farming community. We selected 326 baseline participants, and many of these were drug users. We used linear regression analysis to discover the factors which predict sexual risk behavior. VEE, which is a composite measure, used to measure sexual risk-taking behavior, will be defined and explained shortly. And this is, Immokalee is a very small, rural farming community in Central Florida, and a lot of the workers there, especially the Hispanic ones, primarily Hispanic and African American are the migrant workers, and the Hispanic ones are generally seasonal. As you can see from the slide, this guy is bending over, and the work really is back-breaking, and it's really long days, and it's not particularly surprising that migrant workers are looking for ways to escape after their extremely long 12-hour minimal days. In our study, we used a measurement called the vaginal episode equivalent, which is used to measure sexual risk behavior in our participants. And this index is weighed using three different factors. Vaginal unprotected sex is given a whole weight. Anal unprotected sex is given a 200% weight. And oral unprotected sex is given a 10% weighting in the aggregate. Our results, the mean age was slightly higher for African Americans versus Hispanics, and with Hispanics, roughly 4 males to every 1 female, whereas for African Americans, the ratio was approximately 2 males to every female. The majority of African Americans were long-term residents of Immokalee, staying on average more than 28 years versus Hispanic migrants, who had been there an average of 14 years, or about 50% of the African American residents' amount of time in Immokalee. Educational achievement was low in both groups, with Hispanics achieving a lower educational level of 7 years on average versus 10.5 with African Americans. So this is a pretty depressed group of people of lower socioeconomic class. Among Hispanic immigrants, the majority came from Mexico, although we did notice that there were some from other Central and South American countries where Spanish is spoken, although not from Brazil. Some of the results were, we thought that capturing more than half the respondents as positive for drugs was somewhat surprising. Since their wages are not particularly high, one might ask where the money comes from for this to happen. While this is outside the scope of what our data shows us conclusively, it's an interesting question nevertheless, and certainly shows that the conditions and situations under which migrant workers are living lead to high rate of questionable behaviors. This population is understudied, underserved in a variety of ways, and a couple of those ways are certainly in healthcare, and also politically, and particularly the Hispanics being non-residents, they have virtually no rights, and their employers know this. And this can result in the exploitation of them, not only economically, but psychologically. These are jobs which few others want, and these people are just trying to get a better life for themselves. We did a simple linear regression analysis on our results, following the assumptions of regression like normality and lineality. And there were 9 independent variables, and the outcome or dependent variable was VEE, the previously defined aggregate sexual risk-taking composite. Drug use, gender, and marital status were the predictors of sexual risk behavior in the final model. Drug use was measured by looking at the urine lab results for cocaine and marijuana, which were the most commonly used by our participants. Using the lab results completely eliminated false negatives compared to self-reporting. The conclusions we found in our study were that there was a high amount of drug use in this among our sample participants, and this increased the chances of risky sexual taking behavior. And this is well documented that it manifests into poor decision making in regards with sexual behavior. And our study confirms this postulate again. And another conclusion was that being single or living as single, away from your family, and being male also increased the chances of high risk-taking sexual behavior. The implication for designing HIV prevention programs is that to prevent HIV transmission, it's insufficient if it does not look at substance abuse. And this is common in the literature. And we have plenty of time for questions.
Any questions? I have a couple of questions.
Great.
On your composite variable, the outcome variable, the VEE, mm-hmm. I didn't catch over, this is a number of exposures, unprotected exposures, I assume, right?
Yes.
Okay, unprotected exposures in various transmission categories, and making composite, over what period of time? I mean, was this like number of exposures in the last month or level
the,
of exposures?
The study period is 5 years.
Has been okay. Over the past so the five question years. Was number of vaginal, unprotected vaginal episodes in the last 5 years, that kind of thing? Or was,
well,
what was it, see over, what was the
composite index is a measurement of the number of vaginal episodes unprotected.
Right, in the last
5 years, and then doubled the number of anal. And we gave a 10% weight to oral,
got it.
And
okay.
We aggregated them together.
And then the next question.
In the last 30 days.
30 days.
Oh, 30 days.
30 days. Okay, clarification. All right. Clarification. 1 month. Yeah. Because that would make it more comparable to your drug testing also, because that would be relevant. You know, the drug would show up in less. So, and then did you stratify by category by hetero versus MSM or?
No, we did not, okay. Unfortunately.
Okay.
You know, retrospectively, that would have been a good thing to do.
Okay, yeah, that might be interesting. But okay. Any other questions?
We weren't really expecting a whole lot of, I guess initially, MSM sex from presumably heterosexual migrant farm workers, but we found that there was some of that activity going on.
Right, and it's also sometimes difficult because they don't self-identify as MSM.
Absolutely,
Right. Yeah. And just as a side comment, I find it really interesting. You said that there were 10 times the risk, you said, in migrant farm workers?
Of HIV and AIDS as...
As the general population?
As the national rate, yes.
Because, well, my study was 20 years ago, but
okay.
I did a study in 3,222 immigrant workers, mostly Hispanic.
Okay.
And looked at all the risk factors and stratified by all the different groups. And actually, I only found out of that many people, only 12 HIV positives. So at that time, it was a very pertinent to whether the INS should allow HIV positive immigrants, you know, in.
Right.
And that was the issue then.
Somewhat
but,
a question.
But it was such a low rate of HIV seropositivity, much lower than the American population at that time.
Right.
And, but a high rate of risk behavior.
Yes.
So that's why it was interesting to hear that there now is 10 times the rate in.
In our study, it's about the migrant worker population,
right?
Not just the immigrant population,
right?
And
right.
So their risks are much higher.
Mm-hmm.
Our study of migrant workers 10 or 15 years ago, we found 13% HIV positive.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Same thing.
Would you actually further discuss how your actually definition of drug use? Do you consider only marijuana, or do you consider crack use and heroin use?
Well, any type of drug or alcohol use, but primarily we found that was marijuana and cocaine were the two, and crack cocaine were the two largest being used primarily.
Okay.